intentional. God has been so intentional about getting us the information and tools needed to navigate the season of our lives. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started. As I was sitting before God concerning this noonday hour, I said, Lord, what is it that you want to relay to your people? And as I was sitting in prayer, the Lord highlighted track and field. And I'm, those that know you, that know me, I'm Pastor Cam. Those that know me, I am not an athlete, okay? I ran track once in high school. I was the third leg in the 4x4 race. And, you know, that was good to me. But I'm not an athlete. I'm not. But the Lord just, he loves to highlight sports to me when it comes to revelation. And so he highlighted track and field. And in track and field, there's not just one race. It literally is individuals having independent situations, but they come together as a team. I love it. It's so interesting. There are sprinters. There are marathon runners. There are hurdlers. There are shot putters. There are long jumpers, and there are pole vaulters. And each event requires different muscles, different preparation, different endurance levels, different timing, and different mental framework, okay? No one trains the same. Long-distance runners don't train like sprinters. Shot putters certainly don't train like pole jumpers or pole vaulters, okay? And spiritually, this is critical for us. God does not require the same skill set for every assignment. Think about your own individual self. What was needed or required of you in one season, tools he gave you, is not necessarily the same tools that he is giving you in this season or is required of you in this season. Hebrews 21:1 says, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Notice and highlight, if you have your Bibles and if you're taking notes, highlight set before us. God sets different assignments and different requirements for each season. And we must be discerning of what part of the skills he has embedded in us is needed to be utilized to execute that assignment, okay? Oh, my. Remember, you all, please make sure you're muting so we are not causing any feedback. Amen. Okay, so I want to break down some things. I'm not going to spend too long on this because I really want to get into prayer, but I want us to truly see the significance in this because how God broke this down to me, baby, this thing is really good. There is a danger when we try to use the same tools that once opened doors, once worked into a season that doesn't require that skill set, okay? So let's take the sprinter. Let's look at the skills of a sprinter. Naturally, a sprinter has explosive strength, quick reaction time, acceleration, and if their focus is on short bursts. Sprinters don't pace. They launch. They react instantly to the sound of that gun, and they move. Spiritually, sprinters need timing, and they need to be intentional with it. Obedience must be immediate. When God is calling you to sprint using that skill set in a season, you don't have time to delay in your obedience. The windows are short, okay? Some instructions from God cannot be slow walked. That's the simple thing. You can't slow walk it. God gives you an instruction, and you need to go, period, okay? Now, sprinters cannot run and sprint like long distance runners. No, sprinters are required for short periods of time, either as we're going to take it the natural, right? So sprinters, you have the 100 meter dash and you have the 200 meter dash. There is no 400 meter dash for sprinters. Why? Because that is not their skill set. What is required of a long distance runner is not the same that's required of a sprinter. So let's look at the marathon runner. Let's look at the long distance runner. What is required of the long distance runner naturally? Pace strategy, breath control, okay? Endurance training, all right? A long distance runner has to have endurance. They got to. They have to be able to maintain the pace. Maintain the pace. Okay? Y'all catching that? Long distance runners have to have that breath control. Otherwise, they will get winded and they will lose their pacing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Long distance runners have to have mental resilience. It takes mental strength to be able to endure. Okay? And it takes long-term preparation. You cannot wake up one day and say, hey, I want to be a marathon runner without any type of preparation. You can't. Because you can bet your bottom dollar, you try to do that and you are going to injure yourself. You will be on that floor, down goes Frazier, okay? You have to prepare. Marathon runners don't explode. They sustain, my God. They understand the race is long, okay? So my emotions aren't going to carry me. My discipline will. And so spiritually, long-distance runners are needed for vision building, intercession, ministry development, family restoration. All of these things require carrying, okay? Abraham waited decades, okay? Paul endured suffering, but they finished their assignment and they completed. You cannot sprint through a 20-year promise. Did y'all catch that? If God is putting in your hands to build something that has never been seen before, you are the prototype to, you can't sprint that. You have to use the skill set of the marathon runner to pace and to build. Your breath has to be strategic. Your pace has to be strategic. Okay, we're moving. And now let's look at the hurdler. The hurdler's skill is going to be agility over obstacles. So what is required of the hurdler? Speed, rhythm, precise timing, flexibility, balance, okay? Hurdlers don't stop at the barrier. When they're running, if you've ever watched track and field and you see the hurdlers, they're running. They don't stop and jump. Their pace, it's continual. They don't stop and then jump over. They'll never make it. They'll fall. And I can tell you this because that happened to me. My coach, we had someone down that was a hurdler, and I was great at being the third leg in the 400. I was good with that. But I didn't have the skill agility of a hurdler. But because my coach wanted us to place, he placed me in a position that I did not prepare for or I was capable of just because I had long legs and I was tall. And I did it once. I did it good in practice, but it wasn't tested and tried again. And so when I got to that meet, you bet your bottom dollar, I tore up my whole leg over them hurdles on that turf. And it's safe to say I never did that again. Because I did not prepare, and I didn't have the skill, the agility to succeed in that area. So some seasons aren't about endurance or speed. It's about agility. Obstacles are going to appear. They are. We just have to place that in our minds. It is going to happen. Resistance, delays, criticism, spiritual warfare, it is part of the game. It is a part of it. Isaiah 43:2 says, when we pass through waters and fire, he is with us. Even in the obstacle, y'all, he's there. So the hurdler teaches us, don't freeze at resistance, clear it. He gave you the ability. He gave you that agility. Clear it. Some assignments require you to be adaptable. If you've ever watched the hurdlers, the hurdles are placed strategically throughout the meter dash, throughout each race. The 100 meters, the 200 meters, the 400 meters, it is strategically placed. And the hurdler must be adaptable. Okay, we're moving. Let's look at the shot putter, y'all. This thing was so good to me. The shot putter has to carry weight and learn when to release. What is required of the shot putter? That's the one that carries that ball. You never see a shot putter run. It's carrying something heavy. You've never seen a shot putter run. Put that as a mental note. They carry core strength, their natural skills, core strength, stability, controlled power, proper positioning and timing before release. Shot putters carry something heavy. They don't run with it, and they don't rush. They build strength, then they thrust that thing forward, okay? So some assignments are weighty. We know this. Leadership, weighty. Mantles, weighty. Intercession burdens, weighty. And territorial authority, weight, okay? 2 Corinthians 4:17, it says, for this light momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond comparison. There is a weighted glory in some things, okay? So you cannot mishandle this weight, and you cannot release prematurely, okay? This, when God requires you to be that shot putter, to hold that weight, it requires capacity, okay? Not everything is about speed when he's requiring you to hold something, when he's requiring you to position something as a leader. Some things are about strength and positioning, not about speed. You've got to be discerning when you are, when God is placing you in a space to hold and giving you the discernment on when to release. You must be obedient to that and discerning to that. Okay, and now we're going to take the long jumper, okay? Their skill is going to be speed and distance. So what is required of them naturally? Acceleration, timing on that board. If you've ever watched it and watched them, they're very precise. They have to launch at a specific angle, and momentum is going to carry them. Long jumpers sprint, then they leap. If they miss time that takeoff, they're going to foul. So, yes, there are going to come seasons where God is going to have you run, and he's going to have you jump over long distances, and you cannot hesitate, because the hesitation at that moment is going to cause you to fumble. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's going to cause you to fumble. Some things he's like, okay, I don't need you to run 100 meters. I need you to run quickly and jump. Go. I've given it to you. Go. Don't hesitate. Hallelujah. Some seasons require you to gather momentum. It requires you to prepare and leap into the new into new territory. Leap into your new destiny. Okay? Long jumpers are good when it comes to business growth. You need to use that skill of a long jumper. New areas of influence. You need that long jumping, right? Innovation. You need that long jumping, okay? And now the last thing we're going to look at is the pole vaulter. We're going to pray. The pole vaulter skill, height and leverage. They have speed, upper body strength, timing, and trust in the pole and the commitment to that vault. Pole vaulters run fast. They strategically plant the pole, and they use the leverage to lift them over heights they couldn't reach alone. I hope y'all are seeing this. Mighty God. They trust the mechanism in the pole and the vault. So, spiritually, divine leverage, grace assistance, we've got to trust everything that God placed in us, the skills of the sprinter, the hurdler, the marathon runner, the long-distance jumper. Trust that it is Him who placed the skill in you, that has given it to you. Trust when you go on that assignment, trust that He's got you planted firmly, and He's not going to let you fall. And He will give you the wind. He will give you the strength. He will give you the endurance needed to clear that mountain, to clear that pole. Hallelujah. Zechariah 4:6 says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. Some assignments require you to run, have planted faith, and trust the spirit to lift you over. So the question isn't, can I do it? It is, what is required of me in this season? Is it stamina, agility, speed? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for every skill that you have given us. Father, we bless you on today for the race you have set before us. Not one we choose, but one that was designed specifically by you, ordained and divinely orchestrated specifically by you. You are the architect. Hallelujah. You are the designer. You are the curator and creator of all things. Hallelujah. You are the one that determines the pace. You are the one that determines what skill is needed to clear the assignment. So today we surrender our rhythm and we submit to the rhythm of heaven. We surrender our comparisons to any other race, God, and we stand in the authority of the race you have given us, O God. We surrender striving, O Father. Teach us how to flow with you, God. Teach us how to move with you, God. Teach us how to stand when you say stand. Le curia bandi de 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 sore bandai la cadabanso. God, where immediate obedience is required, God, make us sprinters. Hallelujah. Where there is what is needed for us to burst through, oh God, give us the ability of the sprinter to burst out. Give us boldness, oh God. Give us immediate obedience, Father. May we have no delays in Jesus' mighty name. We break over analyzations now in the name of Jesus. We break procrastination now in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that's going to hinder us when you are calling for us to be sprinters, to be able to clear the path in the name of Jesus. We declare that we won't miss moments. We declare that we won't hesitate, Father, in what you have already spoken. Hallelujah. And Father, for whatever you are calling for that is requiring us to be marathon runners, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we will have the stamina, oh God, to not grow weary in intercession, that we will have the stamina to endure in the name of Jesus, that we will have the stamina, oh Father, to be able to hold, to be able to plow in the name of Jesus, to be able to dig in the name of Jesus. Give us and strengthen our discipline in prayer. Strengthen our discipline in prayer. Strengthen our discipline in prayer in the name of Jesus. Strengthen our consistency to flow and move with you no matter how long it takes. Give us strength in our tarrying, Jesus. We won't burn out. We won't have emotional fatigue. We won't quit in the middle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We won't burn out in the middle. We pray for second winds, God. So someone that has been running, oh God. So things we have been tarrying over, God. Blow, blow, blow. May the east and west winds blow now in the name of Jesus. So we will not abandon what you have planted in us, God. What you have entrusted, God, is okay. We will carry it out full term in the name of Jesus. We will finish the course. Hallelujah. And every space which you're calling for us to be the hurdler, Lord. So obstacles won't stop us. Barriers won't stop us. We will clear and stride over every obstacle. Every weapon that has been formed will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Where opposition appears, where resistance rises, Jesus, we will use the strategy of the hurdler, oh God, to open up our stride and clear that obstacle, because you have given us the ability to do it. Teach us, oh God, not to hesitate in opposition. Teach us, oh God, to not look with our natural eyes, but see with our spiritual eyes that help is all around us, that the angels are backing us. So in the name of Jesus, every barrier that is placed on our route, oh God, in the mental, you are giving us the intel to navigate it now in the name of Jesus. Every obstacle and every obstruction, so we will overcome. We declare that we are overcomers. We declare spiritual flexibility in the name of Jesus, that you are giving us precision, that you are giving us focus like never before in the name of Jesus. And God, every space where you are requiring for us, oh God, to hold heavy weight, as visionaries, as mantle carriers, as your intercessors carrying burdens, may we not just hold the grace, so may we not just carry the burden, oh God, but give us the ability, oh God, to have wisdom and use when to thrust it forward, wisdom when to release, oh God. Let us not look to the east or to the west where the winds are blowing. Let us, oh God, that are carrying strong vision, not look at the current state of the government, to not look at the current state of what is happening around the world, but God, we will not mishandle what you have given us. We will not move. We will not shoot the gun before time. We will release at the appointed time, God. Teach us to carry weight without without collapsing, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As your word says, we are hard pressed on every side, but we are not crushed. Give us, oh God, the ability to steward responsibility and steward well in the name of Jesus. We declare the weight will not crush us, the burden will build us, and the responsibility that you've placed in our hands, hallelujah, will mature us. In the name of Jesus. And God, where you are causing us to be long jumpers, Father, may we use speed. May we use precision. May we gather and build momentum. We pray over every visionary that is carrying something. We pray now, oh God, over the one that has been fighting and praying and praying and tarrying for their family. May they not grow weary. Those, oh God, that you have called the men so to build something new, to build a new territory, God, so that you have given them expansion. Give them the courage to leap in timing. We declare so that we will not have fear before leaping. That momentum is being built and sustained. Hallelujah. So let boldness be activated. Give us discernment that is necessary and needed, oh God, and Amanso, to navigate every season that you are calling us to, oh God. Hallelujah. Haya masoribehe. Ah, Jesus, we bless you, oh God. Hakore besandaya. Lemenso, sharpen us. Sharpen our spiritual sensitivity. Sharpen our hearing, oh God. Sharpen our ears. Hallelujah. Your word says in James 1 and 5 that if we lack wisdom, we need only ask. Wherever, habaso, we do not understand, God, we only need to ask you, and you will provide us the way, oh God. So we ask now what is required of us. Hallelujah. Let us not use what is needed of the sprinter in a season that is calling us to be a shot putter. Or let us not use what is needed of the marathon runner when you're causing for us to be a sprinter. God, like the sons of Issachar, we will know what to do, when to do it. Hallelujah. Align us with the pace of heaven, O Father. Align us with the rhythm of heaven, O God. Hey, Kadaban, so we declare today that we are discerning, we have the ability to endure, that we are strong, that we are agile, that we will leap when it's time to leap, that we will clear obstacles when they rise, that we will carry weight and thrust it forward, that we will run when it's time to run. Father, synchronize us. La voce. Let our movement match your instruction. Let our timing match your voice. We refuse to move ahead of you. We refuse to move out of our emotion, oh God, but we declare that we will have the grace for every race. Hallelujah. Strengthen every assignment. Strengthen the hands of the one that you have given and entrusted to plow, to break through. Hallelujah, God. Hey, yadadamanso. And Lord, we declare and decree on this day that we will be finishers, that we are finishers, and that we will, oh God, it demands so complete everything that you have said for us to do. Hallelujah. You will not bring us to something and not have us birth it. And so we thank you, oh God. We bless your name. And it's in your Son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God a hallelujah praise on this day. Hey, Adoboso, give him a hallelujah praise. Hallelujah. God, we bless you. Oh, mighty God. Whew. Jesus. We thank you, oh God. If there is anyone on the line, whew, my God, that would like to release an encouragement or what you took away from today, if you have the ability to share, you can do so at this time. The line is open. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Pastor Cam, for just taking a moment to share the heart of God with us all today. Grace and peace.
Thank you, Prophet Cam. Hallelujah. Will there be another? If you captured anything, if you would like to give an encouragement or a notable testimony, the line is open for you to do so at this time.
Good evening, Pastor Cam. Yes, it was one scripture that really stuck out to me during this prayer session, which was the scripture that says, the race is not given to the swift, but those that endure. So we have to endure even while we're running the race. Grace and peace. Thank you so much. This was a very good topic. And the way you broke it down, I mean, I know it was God. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Thank you for sharing. We bless God. Hallelujah. The line is open. If anyone else would like to come forth to share, or an encouragement or a testimony, the line is open for you. Well, we bless God on today. We bless God. Listen, we have recordings available. For any day that you have missed, you can always go back. If you missed this morning's powerful prayer, you can go and listen to it as well. Try to give us at least 24 hours before you go on. If it's the same day that you want to go ahead and listen to, please just allow for 24 hours. But any prayer, whether it was yesterday or any time that we have been in prayer before the Lord, you can go ahead and visit our website at www.sentmiami.com, and you can go ahead and have those recordings available to you. If it's not there, we just didn't capture it that day, so we do apologize for that. Some announcements I would like to release before we release the line. We are celebrating Uncle Prophet DeMarcus on March 6th. So please, please, please say that. That's going to be at, I believe, 7:30. The flyer is on our website, I believe, and our social media on Scent Miami. If you follow us on Facebook or Instagram, if I'm in error, please someone correct me on the address. I do not have the address in front of me, but it's going to be a time in the Lord to celebrate a man of God who is my, you know, I might be biased. I love him. I love him. I love him. That's my Uncle Prophet. That is someone I adore and someone who is such a value to this house. And so we want to celebrate him on this upcoming week. And so we bless him, and we bless y'all that are coming to celebrate his life on March 6th. Is there any other announcements? I should want to make sure I'm not forgetting anything. Alrighty. Well, this isn't concluded. Okay, make sure you complete your 60 minutes or however long the Holy Spirit has you in prayer tonight before you rest your head and close your eyes. Make sure you commune with your Father because he so desires to commune with you. We thank God for you, and we will hear you back on this line at 5 a.m. More grace.